Welcome, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, musician, singer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. Summer's the time when mosquitoes can really get out of hand, and if you're concerned, take a look at the Arbico Organics website, where we have what you need to trap, repel, protect, and combat disease-carrying mosquitoes. Go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. And take advantage of our mosquito control sale on our most popular mosquito control products with savings of up to 33%. Make this summer your best ever with Arbico Organics organic mosquito control products. My guest is the acclaimed Jeff Lowenfels. What he has to say has been inspiring gardeners worldwide. Jeff Lowenfels has become known as the Al Gore of horticulture to some and the Michael Pollan of organic gardening to others. When you call in during this hour with a question, tip, or comment for Jeff or myself, you'll receive a free 32-ounce bottle of EM1 Effective Microorganisms. Here's the number to call, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261 for your free 32-ounce bottle of EM1 Effective Microorganisms. Jeff Lowenfels is an extremely respected and popular national garden writer. He is the former president of the Garden Writers of America, a GWA fellow, and was inducted into the GWA Hall of Fame in 2005, the highest honor a garden writer can achieve. His book, Teeming with Microbes, The Organic Gardener's Guide to the Soil Food Web, won the 2011 Gold Award for Best Writing in Gardening Books. Jeff is a leader in the organic gardening sustainability movement. His talks have converted tens of thousands of gardeners at venues throughout North and South America, and he's hosted Alaska Public Television's most popular show, Alaska Gardens, with Jeff Lowenfels. The show was so popular it ran four times a week and aired even in Barrow, way above the Arctic Circle. Today, Jeff hosts a popular weekly garden radio show. And most important, Jeff is the founder of a now national program that started as Plant a Row for Beans, the soup kitchen in Anchorage, and is now Plant a Row for the Hungry. The program is active in 49 states and resulted in over 20 million pounds of produce, that's amazing, being donated to feed the hungry every year. Jeff is as passionate about Plant a Row as he is about organics. He encourages gardeners everywhere he goes to participate in the program and constantly reminds his fellow garden communicators of the pressing need to solve the hunger problem. It is with great pleasure to welcome Jeff Lowenfels to the Easy Organic Gardener. Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Sherry?
I couldn't be better. We're sort of away from a heat spell here in Tucson, Arizona, and gosh, any time it's just going to get up into the 90s, we're very excited. So how are things up there in Alaska? My goodness, you are far away.
We are. We just don't know how people in the lower 48 states can stand the weather. My goodness gracious, it sounds like it's awfully hot. But here, beautiful.
It really is. And, you know, for those of us who, let me just say this. I finally went to Alaska for the first time a couple of years ago, and I had this idea that, you know, it was going to be white and snowy and freezing, and it was nothing like that. It's beautiful there, and the weather is not that cold.
Well, at least during the summertime.
That's right.
When it's called the land of the midnight sun. In the winter, some of us call it the land of the noon moon, and things are very different. But right now, things are fabulous, absolutely spectacular. We love the summers here.
You know, I'm just so inspired by your background. And, I mean, I really had to kind of cut down your bio. But, you know, I understand you got your start when you were a boy working at your family's amazing estate. Let's just talk a little bit how you grew up and how you got to be in Alaska, because I think it's a great story.
Well, you know, my father had to take over a family business. His father had to take over a family business, and both of them wanted to be farmers, and both of them bought large pieces of property in, relatively urban areas, and basically farmed in the evenings and on the weekends when they weren't working in the family business. And so if I wanted to spend time with my dad, the garden was where I spent time with him. And from the very first moment I can remember till the day he died, we gardened almost every single day. It was phenomenal.
And it sounds like you had such a beautiful place to garden. I mean, it wasn't just a little something in the backyard. I mean, this was quite it was a big deal, from the way I understand it.
Well, it was a pretty big deal but I didn't realize it at the time. We had 8 acres, which doesn't sound like an awful lot, but in the town that we lived in, it was quite a large piece of property. And we grew basically all of our own food, and I didn't realize that none of my friends were doing the same thing. I mean, I thought that's what everybody did. And, you know, one day when I was about 16, it dawned on me, wait a minute, this is very different. This is very different. So it was a great way to grow up in a very ritzy neighborhood. We were the farming people.
You were the ritzy farmers.
We were ritzy, but we were certainly farmers, and really spent just tremendous amounts of time weeding and picking and harvesting and listening to my dad talk about gardening and all sorts of. I mean, it was just an incredible education.
And, you know, that's one of the best things about gardening, because it does bring the family closer together. I mean, everyone has, at least everyone that I know that are gardeners, they have some sort of wonderful memory of being with their grandparents or with their parents in the garden. And just that, from the planting of the seeds to the harvesting, something about the success of that and just being together and the casual conversation, and sometimes there's no conversation at all. There's just this beingness of, you know, we're just hanging out together, and it's wonderful.
Well, you know, it really is, and I think we have a unique viewpoint on it that perhaps our children might not, because many of our children, so to speak, are not organic gardeners, and I wonder what the legacy that is being left by our generation to them is going to be, which is a perfect segue onto teaming with microbes, because really, as a hobby, nobody should be using chemicals, and our generation, post-World War II, we have really introduced this concept to this wonderful tradition that we've been passing on from one to the other. Now we're passing on, you know, diseases and sicknesses and whatnot, because we're encouraging our kids to use chemicals. Not you and I, of course, but as a generation. And so we've got to stop that. We've got to go back to the point where gardening becomes something that's totally beneficial in terms of the generational pass on. It's a sad thing that we've had this interruption, I think.
I feel the same way, and it's more like we created some sort of a disconnect with nature. We, in the past, had this connectedness that we understood there was a pattern and a way, and everything made sense, and somehow we almost became disdainful of nature. And so this is what your work is all about, and my work, is to just help people wake up to the beauty of everything around us, and how pleasurable gardening can be, not just from the spiritual point of view, but from the, heck, you can grow your own food and survive.
Sure. And from my perspective, you know, we've got to get rid of all of the arrogance that we generated when we learned that we could chemically control things in the garden, and go back to the system where we're doing things the right way. And it's particularly more egregious right now, because now we have the science behind what's going on. We know we can see things we couldn't see 20 years ago, and we now know what's going on from a scientific perspective in the garden. And we need to use that science to learn better not to be using chemicals.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, we're going to be able to talk more about your book, and we're going to be talking more about how people can get off of chemicals, because I know this is what you're passionate about. And we're going to take a little bit of a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about growing food in Alaska. We want to talk about the soil food web, and definitely want to talk about your book. So those of you who are listening and you have a question for us or comment, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest today is the amazing Jeff Lowenfels, and we're talking today about all kinds of wonderful things, but most importantly, we're going to be talking about the soil food web and his book, Teeming with Microbes. Welcome back, Jeff.
Really a pleasure to be here, I have to tell you. It's just a spectacular opportunity to talk about my favorite subject.
Which is mine, too. So, say, before we get going, though, we do have a caller, one of my favorite people who calls in regularly, and it's Diane. And Diane, welcome again, as always, to the show. How are you doing today?
Yes, Sherry. Good morning.
There you are.
How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous, as always. I'm very excited right after. I just came back from my high school reunion, and I went to actually three high schools, so I go to three high school reunions every 10 years. And so the strangest thing, two of them occurred in the same weekend, one in Orlando and one in Washington, D.C., so I'm still, I know, it talk about, a marathon. Anyway, how are you doing? How are things over there?
Oh my goodness, it's been so hot and so dry in my part of the country. And I have a new pest in my garden this year. I don't know what he's doing, but the last time I seen him in someone else's garden, he was eating big holes in nice, beautiful peaches. Yeah, so I know he's up to something in my garden.
So are you seeing, where are you seeing this pest?
It's a big, big beetle, a big green beetle. Flies around like a bumblebee almost. And he's just flying around and landing in the on the ground mostly, and kind of digs into my mulch. So I don't know if he's going in there laying eggs or what, but.
So. Well, Jeff, what do you think?
I hope it's not an emerald ash borer.
What kind of ash borer?
An emerald ash borer. You know, they burrow into ash trees and whatnot. But I don't know what it is, but, you got to catch it in order to be able to identify it, and I certainly wouldn't use anything until I found out what it was.
Yeah,
how do you know
what's
eating your peaches?
I can knock them down and mash them, if I'm quick enough, and I'm going to have to take one into the extension, the county extension, and see what they can tell me.
Yeah, you see, from my perspective, that's the only thing you should do, because information is power, and we know that now, and we've got that power at our hands. Let's get that information and figure out what it is. Then we can figure out what to do.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. My ducks like them, so if they can catch them, they'll help me out. But they are just very obnoxious. And like I said, I seen them several years ago in a friend's garden when I was picking their peaches, and they were eating big, huge holes in the peaches. So I don't know.
How big are they, Diane?
They're as big as a quarter, Sherry.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll bet they're around as a quarter and thick. Like a beetle,
Sherry,
somewhere on
we don't grow peaches up here, but I'll tell you what, if I was a beetle, I'd be eating peaches myself.
I'm
so lucky to be able to grow. Why don't you pick the peaches and eat them quickly?
They were delicious peaches, so, he had the right idea, but I just don't like to have anyone else competing for my food.
I know, and so if you're seeing that, generally beetles, if we were just talking about a Japanese beetle, for example, the life cycle is that generally the adults don't do the damage, really. What happens is, of course, they lay their eggs in the soil, and those eggs metamorphose into larvae, grubs, that then, attack the plants from below. And so without us really being able to see it, I think, know exactly what it is, it would seem like that's what it is doing. So I think the best thing is to get it identified. And, you can always send it to us, too, and we can identify it as well. Sure, you just put it in something that you don't squish it, like a little a little bottle of some sort, like what film comes in, or something of that nature. Although, I don't know, do people use film anymore?
Not very many.
You know what else you could do? You jump on Google and just look up green beetle peaches, and I'll bet you you'll find, and then go to images and look through all the images. I bet the first 10 images, one of them will be your beetle.
Okay.
Google to me is the finest gardening tool ever invented.
It is. It really is. And I think that's a great idea, just to sort of figure out what it is. Generally, beetles, they're going to cause some sort of damage. But let's just see what's going on, Diane. And I know I owe you some fertility products. So it's funny because when I woke up this morning, I thought about you and I went, Diane, I forgot to get those things to her. So, anyway.
Yeah, I think we were talking what was it? Root maximizer.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Let's get that. Yeah, in fact, that's one of the things that that Jeff talks about, using mycorrhizae in your garden,
absolutely.
How important it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So hey. Diane, I want you to let us know what that is that you have, and, you know, you can give me a call at the office or just, email me, sherry@arbico.com,
okay.
sherry@arbico.com, and we'll figure it out and get it all handled for you.
All right. I thank you, Sherry.
As always, hugs and kisses to you, Diane.
Thanks a lot. Say bye.
Bye. Thanks. So, Jeff, I just love your energy. You get me going. And let's talk about what do you grow in Alaska? I know we want to talk about that. So let's let people know about that.
Okay, well, first I guess we have to set up the drum rim shot, as I like to call it when I do my radio show. When people say, what do we grow in Alaska? I always answer, we grow snow peas, iceberg lettuce, and snowball cauliflower. we can grow almost any annual. We can grow any annual you can grow down there, and virtually any perennial. Our problem here is not temperature. In where I live, in South Central Alaska, which is where Anchorage is, and that's where most of the people live. Our problem is the quick onslaught of darkness. 5 minutes a day we lose in the fall, and so the trees and the plants often don't get a chance to prepare themselves for winter. Then in the summertime, in the springtime, we gain 5 minutes a day, and again they can't prepare themselves. You know, they think it's time to get up, but in fact it's still cold at night, and it's just so we have a zone problem created by the darkness and the light, not by the temperature per se. So we can almost grow anything you can grow down there.
That's amazing. And so how do you compensate for the light issues?
Well, for one thing, we work a lot longer hours during the summertime. I mean, if you don't get hungry, you can be out working at 11 o'clock at night, not realize you haven't had dinner yet. So we make up for it in terms of hours. We also make up in terms of intensity. We are gardeners like crazy, and organic gardeners, I have to add. I think we're on the cutting edge, fortunately. But everybody in Alaska gardens, and everybody has an outdoor greenhouse, and everybody grows tomatoes, and, you know, I mean, people think it's fishing. No, it's gardening when it comes to Alaska.
It's a gardening party in Alaska.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break again, Jeff. We'll be right back. Please don't go away. Give us a call, 855-660-4261, for your free bottle of EM1. Don't go away.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest today is the outstanding Jeff Lowenfels, and thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us. And just like I said before, I just love your energy. And let's talk about what you are so passionate about, which is the soil food web. I want everybody to understand how important this is and how you got involved in soil food web science.
Well, let's start there, I guess. How I got involved, I have a family history, which is a long story you probably don't want to hear, with the most popular chemical fertilizer. And the gentleman who worked for my parents hated his job so much that he went out and started that company instead. And I always was a big, heavy user of that particular product until one day a fellow garden writer sent me the words, the soil food web. And I spent about 48 hours drilling into the internet at a time when there was very little on the soil food web on the internet, trying to figure out what he was talking about. And what I discovered that he had already discovered just astonished me to the point that I immediately became uber organic. And it was just an amazing revelation. What I discovered was how plants really operate when the gardener doesn't mess up the system. And it was just so stunning, and it was such an embarrassment that I didn't know how it happened, that I became instantly organic, literally that quick.
You were a born-again organic.
yeah, because what I discovered was that, first of all, let's explain what a soil food web is. you have a series of food chains. Everybody knows what those are. The little fish gets eaten by the bigger fish, gets eaten by the bigger fish. You know, that's the food chain. And there are lots of those that occur in the soil, and they run parallel in the soil, and things happily eat what's on their chain. But every now and then, one of these organisms will look up and say, I can eat something off of that chain up there, or I can eat something off the chain below, and grab something from a different chain, linking the two chains together. And pretty soon, all these chains become linked together in a very, very complex web of food chains. And that's what a soil food web is. Now, at the center of the soil food web, from the perspective of the gardener, is the gardener. But in fact, at the center of the soil food web is the plant. And here's how it operates. The plant uses the energy, most of it, about 60 to 70% from photosynthesis, to produce things that drip out into the soil from the roots. These are called exudates. And these exudates are specially designed by the plant to attract bacteria and fungus into the rhizosphere, that little area right around the root. And these guys, they're in there, and they're living happily, eating the exudates and the sloughed-off root cells. As the root grows, they slough off cells and material. And they're very, very happy because they're getting organics, which is what they need. They, in turn, attract protozoa, which we all studied in high school, amoebas and paramecians, those kinds of things. And they attract nematodes, which are these little true worms, microscopic worms. And the nematodes and the protozoa eat bacteria and fungus, who are attracted to the area by the plant's exudates. Now, the eating takes place, and of course, what happens when you eat? You have to digest and get rid of the excess, which is what happens. The nematodes and the protozoa literally excrete excess nitrogen and other elements, but mostly nitrogen, and that nitrogen is in plant-usable form, and lo and behold, the plants take it up. So what's happening is the plants are feeding themselves, and if they want a different kind of food, a different kind of nitrogen, they can change the exudate mix and get different kinds of microbes attracted to the soil food, to the rhizosphere, and they get a different kind of food. So, and then, of course, you've got the bigger guys that eat the nematodes and the protozoa, and you get things that decay all of the material in the soil and feed the various organisms. It's just a beautiful, beautiful system. And at the center is the plant. Simple as that.
It's a whole multiverse below the soil that unless we know about it, we really don't appreciate it. And as you say, when you use something like a synthetic fertilizer, that disrupts all of that which is going on below the soil.
Yeah, in many different ways. It disrupts it, first of all, physically. I mean, there are lots of those organisms that will actually eat that stuff, but there are lots of organisms that get killed by that stuff. But more important, we don't give the plant enough credit. If the plant is getting free food, then it doesn't have to produce the exudates. Now, remember, it's using lots of its photosynthetic energy to produce those. And so if it doesn't have to, it doesn't. It saves the energy. And what does that do? Well, the plant may get fed, but the plant is in soil that's not getting structurally replenished and isn't being built. And so you get a degradation of the soil, and you end up with problems with the soil, and you end up with a lack of diversity of microbes, which is what the plant requires, not only to feed itself and to change the mix of the foods, but also because that diversity is what keeps the bad guys in check. If you have a monoculture, the bad guys could be the monoculture. But if you've got diversity, there isn't a monoculture of bad guys, and you keep things in check in a nice, normal, natural system. So then we come along and we mess it up, which is so silly. Makes work for ourselves, which is
sure
why
does.
I call the book Teeming with Microbes. If people haven't looked at it, it's T-E-A-M, not T-E-E-M. It's we want to work with the microbes, and we want them to be teeming in the soil, but we want to work with them, and that's the point, because they'll do the hard work for you. You come along with a fertilizer chemical, then you're going to have to start doing work because you're killing off the soil food web.
I love the way you speak about it with such passion, and you're so elegant in the way that you describe it. And I do love the name of your book, T-E-A-M-I-N-G. It is absolutely the number one book that any gardener should read before they even garden, because it maps out everything start to finish. And it's a magnificent book, and I just want to be sure that everybody knows. How do they get your book? Where can we get your book? In fact, we're going to start selling it if we can.
Yeah, you should. You definitely want to. Well, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't say it was published by Timber Press, and you can always go to the Timber Press website, which is timberpress.com. Of course, you can get as a dealer, you can get caseloads, of course, but I always tell people to go to Amazon and look it up on Amazon. Teeming with Microbes, and there's two of them because we revised it. So what you want to get is the revised edition, which is Teeming with Microbes, The Organic Gardener's Guide to the Soil Food Web. The interesting thing about the book was that when it came out, they didn't call it that. They called it A Gardener's Guide to the Soil Food Web because they weren't sure about the science. They didn't know about it. It was new stuff to them. And so they just said, this is your opinion. You're the A Gardener. When we revised it, it just in 4 years, the level of knowledge amongst garden writers and gardeners and book publishers was at the point where they said, "Oh no! This is a Bible, The Organic Gardeners," and it was a big compliment to me after having lost the original fight. But so anyway, they can go to Amazon and take a look at the reviews, read the reviews. I tell people, if you buy this book and you don't like it, this is how important I think the book is. If you buy it and don't like it and don't find it useful, I'll buy it back at 3 times the price. Now, we've sold 100,000 of these books. Never has anybody ever asked for their money back.
It is, well, I've looked at the reviews, and they're spectacular. For you to have put this together is so lovely, because you've taken your experience, you've taken science, you've taken Elaine Ingram. I know you talk about her.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just wonderful that you've had a chance to put everything together in a way that's easy to read and just makes sense with the science that supports it. And, you know, it's so wonderful because a lot of gardening stuff seems like it's anecdotal, but it's really not. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to be right back with Jeff Lohenfels. We're going to be talking about how, I want to know what is moose deterrent. But anyway, don't go away, and we'll be right back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest today is the wonderful Jeff Lowenfels. Welcome back, Jeff.
And, you're too kind. You're just too kind.
No, it's not only that, but you're good looking. I checked you out online.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, say I made a little comment there. I had to laugh. I was looking at some things that were written about you online, and you had said, "This is no time to slack off in the garden. Do right by your dirt and know how to fertilize it. Knowing wild flora adds insight to gardening. Be responsible in battling those pesky weeds. And this is the funny one: use moose deterrent wisely."
Right.
What is moose deterrent?
Well, up here we use a product called Plant Shid.
Yes.
Which is spelled PlantSkydd. It's an emulsified blood meal, and it really does it. It's once you spray it, if you've got 24 hours of sunlight or no rain for 24 hours, it sticks for 6 months, and you have protection for 6 months. And that's what we need up here with our moose, because they get hungry in the winter.
I just think that's so funny. Of course, we use PlantSkydd as well, and actually sell that product. So
yeah.
mostly for, you know, repelling deer and that kind of thing. But I thought it was really, you know, so Alaska, use moose deterrent wisely. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about, I think we were going to talk a little bit about some mycorrhizal fungi.
Sure.
I know you had a chance to meet up with Paul Stamets, who is just an amazing guy.
Sure.
For all
sure.
the work that he's done. And let's talk a little bit about that. I know that's something that's dear to your heart.
Sure. Well, yeah, I'm also good friends with Michael Amaranthus, whose company makes about 90% of the mycorrhizal fungi that are sold. In 1996, I went to the garden writers meeting in Spokane. There were 780 garden writers from the New York Times on down. And I use that as the paragon. I don't know why I should say the Minneapolis paper. But in any case, I got up and said, how many people here know what a mycorrhizal fungi is? And not one person raised their hand. Not one garden writer knew.
Wow.
And then I said, would it surprise you to know that 90 to 96% of the plants on the planet form a symbiotic association with a fungus called a mycorrhizae? These fungus are called mycorrhizal fungi. And if the plant doesn't have them, these mycorrhizal fungi go out and get food for the plants. The plants don't do well. And again, everybody went, what are you talking about? Well, flash forward to today, your companies, I'm sure, are selling lots of different kinds of mycorrhizal fungi formulations. And in fact, now we know that these things, which are generally ubiquitous in nature, in natural gardens, can actually be added to transplants when you're growing things indoors and they're not available, and that they will go out and they will get particularly phosphate, but also nitrogen, water, zinc, copper, all sorts of micronutrients, and bring it back to the plant and feed the plant in return for getting some of those exudates. It's such a beautiful system. But it is so important that every gardener needs to know about them because they're very easy to destroy. And they're very easy to put back, but they're very easy to destroy, and you wouldn't even know you did it. Rototilling, for example, breaks them up and kills them off. Compaction kills them off. Some of these harsh chemicals with numbers above 12 fertilizers kills them off. Fungicides kills them off. 96% of the plants get their food and nutrition by large part as a result of their association with fungi. And the same thing happens in your garden and in your house plants.
It's just so amazing, and especially for people that are attempting to garden in an area that was raised or, you know, through construction or whatever, we don't realize that you have to re-inoculate. And it only takes one re-inoculation, literally, to get everything going. So we are big believers in inoculating our gardens, and I mean, I don't care whether it's you've got container plants or what you've got going on, from the seeds to the roots. You know, when we're doing plants transplants, I mean, that is one of the most important things we can do as gardeners.
Absolutely. And again, people don't know it, but they've recently discovered in the past couple of years that about 27 to 35% of the carbon in your garden soil comes from these mycorrhizal fungi, not the humic acids, which is only about 13%. So they're pumping carbon into your soil. Oh my gosh, it's just they're absolutely spectacular. They are so important. People have to go right out and read up about them right now.
Absolutely, and we use less water. We use less fertilizer. We use less of everything. I mean,
and more important, less work. Less work.
Yay.
Gardening is supposed to be a hobby and fun, not back-breaking work. And so you'll team with the microbes, and these are some of the microbes that are the best team players.
Exactly. It really doesn't. You know, and I mean, let's just talk about how important it is to, you know, we've been talking about not using synthetic products, but what are the great benefits of not using them? I mean, what we're just talking about, how when you use a synthetic fertilizer, I mean, you've just increased your workload so much without even realizing it.
Sure. Sure, and in the case of mycorrhizal fungi, you know, we're almost at peak phosphate. We're running out of phosphorus. And when we do that, we're going to be in big trouble. Guess what gets phosphorus out of the soil for free? Out of the soil, mycorrhizal fungi. If you don't have them, you're not getting good phosphorus into your plant unless you're pumping it in like crazy. So, yeah, it makes it so much easier, and it makes your plants better. They taste better. They grow better. They look better. They smell better. You can smell the nitrates in these chemical fertilizers. So it makes so much sense. And mycorrhizal fungi, a key tool for the soil food web, along with compost, which contains all of the fertilizer bags, the bacteria and fungi you could ever want, and all of the fertilizer spreaders, the nematodes and the protozoas you could ever want. So that's why compost is, and vermicompost is even better, are such great, great products. Just absolutely fabulous things to use. So there is no mycorrhizal fungi in compost. So if you're using compost in your gardens, you've got to add the mycorrhizal fungi. They only germinate if they come in contact with roots. They only produce spores when they're growing. And so if you've got compost and you've been working it for a year, it doesn't have the mycorrhizal fungi you want in it. You have to add it. So that the two together, what a combination.
It's just so amazing. So, I mean, with us, we are always, when someone calls us, generally they're calling with some sort of an issue. I've got an insect pressure or a disease, or I've got, you know, overrun with weeds or whatever. And we always offer the solution, but we also want to offer, the how we treat the cause in the first place. And so that's the first thing that we go for is let's add some mycorrhizae. Let's get what's going on in the soil working again, because somehow things are out of balance, and nature knows how to balance itself. If we just stand back a little bit and let it do it, it will. But we do have to help it, particularly if we have harmed the soil, and as you said, through compaction and rototilling. I'm a big believer in no-till, so I guess we probably believe we're working on that together. Talk a little bit more about compost, though. We've just got a couple minutes left, so compost tea. I know you also.
Sure. Well, compost it contains, as I say, all the fertilizer bags, the microbial fertilizer bags, and fertilizer spreaders. It's beautiful stuff, and you know, you don't have to till it in. You can just put it on the surface. The soil food web will work it in about a quarter to a half an inch of on your lawn or in your gardens. And it'll work in 18 inches deep in about, you know, 6 months. It's not a problem. And it contains all of the soil food web base that you need to attract the other parts of the soil food web, so that you're not only just feeding your plants, but you're creating good soil structure for your plants to grow in. It's absolutely spectacular. Now, compost tea is a little bit, and you can make it in the kind to produce the kind of nitrogen that your plants need. And if people want more on that, it's in Teeming with Microbes. It's an extremely important concept. There's two kinds of nitrogen, and some plants need one, some need the other. But compost tea you make out of compost, and it's a little bit controversial because people don't realize it's alive and they don't use it right away, but it's spectacular stuff if you've got organics for the microbes that you're making in the compost tea to live on. And so you strip out the microbes from the compost when you make the tea, and then you add it to your soil, and it's in much higher concentration numbers than it would be in an individual clump of compost. And so those are two great things you could be using. Mycorrhizal fungi, we've also talked about, which are extremely important, and mulches, which are really compost in the making. So you use green mulches for one kind of nitrogen and brown mulches for the other kind of nitrogen. So it all goes back to compost eventually. And compost is, as we know, humus. Humus provides the perfect condominium for microbes, and so if you're putting compost on your soil, you're creating that condominium. You're teeming, T-E-A-M, with microbes.
There you go.
Certainly.
That's what it's all about. And Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show. You've just been wonderful and enlightening, and I am so glad to have you as my guest. We'll have to have you back again.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. And for those of you who are still listening, we'll be back next week with another great show. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.